Hello. Welcome to the Interactive Parsha Experience Podcast. This is Parsha Kedoshim. My name is Leah, and I'm a student at Hebrew College in Boston, Massachusetts, and a graduate of the Pardes Experiential Educators Program. Parshat Kedoshim is a detailed list from God of what to do and what not to do in order to be good people. God says, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Earlier, in Exodus at Mount Sinai, the people were told that they'd become a holy nation. Here in our Parsha, they are instructed to bring that holiness about themselves. How are they supposed to accomplish this? The Ramban takes this challenge and flips it around. Instead of asking if an action is allowed or illegal, to ask instead if through the action I am expressing that I have been made Betzalem Elohim. God answers the challenge of becoming holy by taking the opportunity to command the people to love their neighbor as themselves. Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch writes about how difficult it is to be commanded an emotion, and that it might be impossible to literally love your neighbor as we love ourselves. Hirsch writes that more than an emotional bond, God is instructing that our actions towards other people be based in kindness and a strive to understand them. So, for this week's activity, write or talk through a list of ways that you exemplify holiness. You were created Betzalem Elohim. What does that actually look like in you? Are there physical qualities? Emotional qualities? What about your actions? And what about how you act at home versus how you act when you're away from home? Does any of this add to how you are a holy being? After you've made your list, make a second list of how you love your neighbors. Think about your actual neighbors, as well as people you pass on the street or who ride the bus with you that you don't know. Do you interact with people differently when someone is a stranger? Are you still kind to them? What kinds of things do you do that show kindness to strangers, and what kinds of things do you do that show kindness to the people that you know? And finally, what are some things that you could do to add to the love that you show for your neighbor? Talk with your family about how these actions would bring you closer to holiness. Make a plan and challenge yourself to make holiness into a habit. I feel that this conversation is relevant for young people as well as for everyone in the family. It's always a good time to talk about kindness, and it's also always a good time to think about being created Betzalem Elohim. Creating an action plan for kindness might be just as important as creating an action plan for a house fire. Learning to be kind to everyone, friend and stranger alike, is an incredibly important life skill that this parsha exemplifies through thinking about personal holiness. Personally, I'm a list maker, but this project could also look like intricate drawings, expressions of music or movement, or fruitful conversation. Children are actually often the most engaging people to talk to about spirituality. They can reach depths of spirituality that adults can have a hard time remembering how to find. I hope that talking through this topic with your kids helps you learn a little more about them and also helps you ensure that their actions towards others when you aren't with them are actions of kindness and holiness. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Happy learning.
For more great content, go to elmad.pardes.org. See you next time.